pension contribution is tax exempt, you know, for both employer and employee. So employers who are part of CPS will enjoy tax relief for every amount of money they contribute for the purpose of pension. On this edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future, we'll be talking about voluntary contributions. What are voluntary contributions? Why should you make voluntary contributions? What's the benefit to you? And how does it work? You might have heard of it before. Perhaps your PFA has come to pitch to you voluntary contributions. Or maybe you've heard the word AVC. We'll talk about all that and more with our guest today. The guest we have today is Donald Onuaha. He's the Managing Director and Chief Executive of Fidelity Pension Managers. And he will be talking to us about all things voluntary contributions.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the Event Planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu. The we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
Welcome, Donald, to this edition of Your Pension, Your Money, Your Future. But before we get into that, I want to know something about you that is interesting, something outside of work.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Oguche. Like you said, my name is Donald Onuaha. I have passion for investments. I have passion for helping people to be better at managing money. And I've done that for more than 18 years. And I think that this session is also very important. For many people, we earn salary, especially young ones, you really don't think about retirement. So it's not a popular topic among young people. So this series would help educate young IRS holders and those who are also not too young to pay attention to how they manage money, to know that there's something called financial storm, which can happen anytime. And when it happens, are you ready, to be able to manage the situation? So I think we'll have an interesting session just talking about, risk management as relates to individual, financial planning and the linkage to pensions and retirement planning. Thank you.
Great. I look forward to it. You mentioned financial stone. What does financial stone mean?
Financial storm.
Storm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So nobody ever imagined that, something called COVID would happen. We'll wake up one day. And then we realized that the whole world is shut down. People couldn't move from point A to point B. Companies started shutting down. And when companies shut down, the natural consequence is that, income would cease. For many people, they didn't see that happen. So those things are very important. And that's why, financial planning is at the core of, quality of life. And that's why people should pay attention to their finances very early. Thank you.
Great. Financial planning is at the core of pensions, actually. And I want to talk more about voluntary contributions. So the Pension Act states that employers must mandatorily set aside 10% of their employees' salaries. I think it's basic, housing, and transport. And they must also set aside 8% of the employee's salary every month. But people can decide to do more than 8%. Why is that?
Okay, so if you look at the 10%, 8%, clearly 10% from employer, 10% from monthly emolument is summation of basic housing and transport, and then 8% from employee, which is 18% of your monthly emolument every month to go into your RSA. But the first question to ask, is that sufficient to power your lifestyle at the point of retirement? The way to look at it is, for example, if I retire at 60, right? So what sort of life do I want to live, right? At 60, you are retired. It's possible you are living in your own house. It's possible you are also paying rent, so which means that so there's rental income for you to pay. It's possible that you have a car, so you still need to buy petrol, you still need to service your car. You know, age comes with, you know, health related issues. It's also important that you take care of your health. It's possible that you have health bills to pay. You know, if you also like charity, you know, donations, it's also important that you pay attention to that. So if you sum it up, for example, at 60, you need 5 million every year to survive. So that will help you to walk back and say to yourself, if I'm contributing 18% and I have 30 years to retirement, would that be enough to provide, you know, for that 5 million every year that I need at the age of 60? If the answer is yes, you know, that means you're doing very well. But if the answer is no, the natural option for you is to take advantage of additional voluntary contribution. So EVC is there to help you to do several things, but the first thing is that it will help you to augment, your pension at the point of retirement. But, you know, beyond that, it will also help you to do several things, you know, which I believe in the course of our discussion, we'll also touch base on those ones. Really.
So what you are saying is that every employer is meant to mandatorily deduct 8% of the employee salary every month.
Yes,
however, the employee can decide of his own to do more than the minimum of 8%.
Yeah, sure.
Why should employees do that? Why would you encourage people to do more than the minimum?
Okay, I think another angle to look at it is that if you look at individuals who face all types of risk every day, chances are that occupational hazard can happen, which could lead to some form of incapacitation, right? Somebody can, you know, just take you and you're not able to walk again. Somebody can die, right? And it's also possible that you outlive your resources. So those things are things that happen every day. But what you find in, you know, whenever you discuss with people is that we have this, it's not my portion, it's not my mentality. Portion strategy, right? So when people are faced with obvious risk and they're not ready or they're not prepared to manage it, the next thing is that it's not my portion, right? You know, so the point is that you need to replace that it's not my portion with something that is stable and sustainable, you know, and that's what AVC does for you. So the interesting about AVC is that you can use it to do several things. You can use it to save for emergency fund. You can use it to save for specific projects like, you know, saving for your kids' university education. You can use it to save, you know, to acquire a property. You can use it to save for so many things. You know, but before we get into all that, the first thing is that if you decide to save, you are faced with a problem immediately. Where are you going to save that money?
Yeah.
You have several instruments to save your money. You can save in a bank savings account. You can go and invest in the equity market. You can invest in government securities, etc. You know, but the interesting about AVC is that for me, I would prefer that you save your money in an instrument that will give you several options. For example, you're saving an instrument that will give you investment return, right? You're also saving an instrument that will give you some sort of tax relief, right? So you're enjoying good investment return. You're also enjoying some sort of tax relief. And that's what AVC does for you, really.
Yeah.
So if you're working and, you know, you want to save more, I will encourage you to save through AVC, because AVC will help you to grow your money by way of investment return. We'll also give you some sort of tax holiday, which obviously I will explain in the course of our discussion.
Yes.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu, we are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
there's no time. This is now. We want to talk about the tax. Right. So talk to me about the tax benefit that employees will get if they move into the additional voluntary contribution or AVC, the tax benefits.
All right. So if you look at the pension law, the first one was passed in 2004. After 10 years, it was amended in 2014. So we are working with the Pension Reform Act of 2014. Mm-hmm. So pension contribution is tax exempt, you know, for both employer and employee. So employers who are part of CPS will enjoy tax relief for every amount of money they contribute for the purpose of pension. That also applies to individual. So for AVC, if for example you decide to do AVC of 10,000 naira every month, mm-hmm. right? In computing your tax, there is something called total taxable income.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so they would have given you all your relief that you're entitled to, and you arrive at your total taxable income. So if your total taxable income every month is 100,000 naira, and you decide to do AVC of 10,000 naira, that AVC will be taken away from your total taxable income. So rather than tax you at 100%, mm-hmm. you will not be taxed at 90,000. Right? You know, so the tax rate should be applied at 90,000 rather than 400,000. So if you're not doing AVC, you will pay your tax rate for kicking, you know, for 100,000. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing AVC of 10,000 naira, that 10,000 naira will be taken away from that 100K, which means that you're
paying a lesser amount of tax.
You're paying less amount of money as tax. But that's not the reason why we are selling the AVC. We are asking you to do AVC because we believe that when you defer consumption today, mm-hmm. you would have something to consume tomorrow. We're not encouraging you to spend all your money today because we know that a time would come when you would no longer be able to do all kinds of employment. What will sustain you at that point is what you're able to accumulate, you know, all through your working years. So we're encouraging you to do AVC because we believe that it will help you to defer some level of consumption today, mm-hmm. which will enable you to have something to consume tomorrow. We ask you to do AVC because we believe that how you spend has a relationship with your quality of life at some point in the future. And we know that AVC is a good vehicle, you know, for you to achieve that goal, you know, of having, you know, some sort of sustainable lifestyle, mm-hmm. post-retirement.
Great. I know you had said you are not really encouraging people for AVC because of tax alone, but the tax is actually important. So the higher ABC contributions you make, the lower tax you pay.
Correct.
So you can tell yourself, I want to reduce my tax burden.
Correct.
And if you invest more in ABC, your tax goes down.
Correct. You're right.
Okay. And let me say, so the pension funds, where do they invest the ABC? So the ABC, is it invested the same way they invest the minimum 8%? How does that work?
Yeah. So it's simple. You cannot for active various shareholders, mm-hmm. you know, folks that work, you know, you cannot open a different retirement savings account for AVC. So your employer debits a particular amount of money from your salary. Mm-hmm. For example, if you decide to do AVC of 50,000 naira every month, your employer would debit your salary with 50,000 naira and send it to your PFA. Same way that your PFA invests the regular RSA, it's same way that PFA is going to invest your AVC portion. So we're allowed to invest. We're allowed to invest pension in several instruments. Mm-hmm. We can invest in government securities, you know, bonds. We can invest in equity. We can invest in private equity fund. We can invest in infrastructure fund. So the same way that your IRS is invested, the same way that AVC is also going to be invested. Right. So you're going to enjoy same professional, investment services. Still, same sort of investment return, mm-hmm. you know, that applies to the regular RSA. So there's no difference
Great.
With respect to how the fund is invested.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me play the advocate for the other side. I've heard it a number of times, and they say, you know, the pension funds, when they want you to make contributions, they are always at your door. But when I want to withdraw, I don't find them. It's now an issue. So if I've made AVCs for a number of years, how can I withdraw? Under what circumstances can I withdraw?
Okay. So I think it's important that that we explain this portion very well. Mm-hmm. So if you go to section 4, subsection 3 of the Pension Reform Act of 2014, it's clear that in addition to the mandatory portion, mm-hmm. you're allowed to do voluntary contribution. Yeah. Right, so it's clear. For EVC, any amount of money you contribute, it's separated into two.
Yeah.
For active contributors, I will explain, you know, the other eligible contributors also.
Okay.
You know, so but I just use the active contributors to just explain this part as quickly as possible. So for every amount of money you contribute is broken into two. There's a fixed portion, there's a contingent portion. So it's 50-50. If you are saving 10,000 naira every month, you know, for EVC, so 5,000 naira is fixed and 5,000 naira is available for you to withdraw, you know, as contingency.
Anytime?
So the frequency of withdrawal is once every 2 years, okay. Right? So once every 2 years, you're allowed to withdraw that contingent portion.
You can withdraw all of that 50%?
Yes. So every contribution that has stayed for 2 years, you can withdraw 100% of that contingency portion.
Okay.
The other 50% is there to help augment your pension
at the point
of retirement.
Great.
So that's the way to explain that withdrawal option. However, for others, there are others. For example, if you're a retiree, if you are retired,
yeah.
and you secure another employment, you know, on contract basis, you can also do AVC. Foreigners can also do AVC. You know, employees under a closed pension fund setup mm-hmm. can also do AVC.
So, right? So if you are retired, if you are a foreigner,
yes.
If you are an employee under a closed pension fund, you can do yes. AVCs.
If you're also a political appointee,
mm-hmm.
right, of either the president or governor of a state, you're also allowed to do AVC. However, for this second group of RSAs that are allowed to do AVC,
mm-hmm.
they can withdraw 100% of their AVC. They're not limited to
the 50%
withdrawal.
That's retirees,
foreigners,
political appointees, or staff of closed
yes,
pension.
Yes, they are allowed to access the money 100%.
Great.
Right, at exit. Thank you.
What would you say, again, let me play the advocate for the other side. What would you say for some contributors that say, you know, instead of taking contributions from my salary and giving the pension funds to invest, I want to invest in myself. I don't want to pension fund because I know that I can make better returns. I've heard that argument a number of times. What would you say to people like that?
Well, the way to look at it is that all of us do not have the same level of experience
mm-hmm.
when it comes to investment, you know, issues, really. I'm not very sure that every RSA holder knows how to, for example, buy equity and sell equity. You may not have the time, you may not have the expertise to know when to buy and when to sell. I'm not also sure that every RSA holder understands how to buy and sell government bond. You know, so that experience is what PFAs offer. That professional experience is what PFAs offer, right? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is that when you go to the market to buy, to buy an instrument, for example,
mm-hmm.
volume is also important.
Yeah.
If you are coming with 5,000, you are likely not going to get, you know, good bargain.
Yes.
Right? You know, so that's the difference, you know, when you are investing as an individual and when you are pulling resources together,
yeah.
you know, and investing, you know, on behalf of everybody. So if you pull resources together and invest, you are able to achieve scale, you have volume, you can bargain for good rates, you know, rather than when you go as an individual. And then when you also allow a PFA who has the experience and expertise to play around the capital market, chances are that your funds are safer,
mm-hmm.
you're likely going to achieve better return than when, you know, you go on your own and invest on your own. A clear example that we know is, you know, all the Ponzi schemes that also failed in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people saw very interesting interest rate as high as 25%. And jumped at it, and today they lost all their money,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, so what we are offering you is safety. We're also offering you professional service, you know, and some level of stability.
Yeah.
If you decide to invest with your PFA, rather than approach the market on an individual.
So essentially, if someone has a millionaire, for instance, sure. and is going to invest, either place money in the bank, the rate that the bank will give him is different from a PFA that has 10 billion.
Clearly.
And he's able to get the benefit of that pool, and the benefit comes to him.
Clearly.
He's getting the benefit
of
the PFA's professional management. He's also getting the tax benefit.
Clearly.
And he also has the opportunity to withdraw 50% of that or 100% depending on which class he is.
You belong here. Sure.
Great.
Sure.
Great. Great.
Sure. Sure. That's correct.
All right. So, how does one start? So, I've heard this. I like it. My employer is doing the minimum, but I want to now do an extra. How do I start?
Okay. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to give a simple illustration,
okay.
you know, so that an average person out there, you know, can easily understand how ABC works. So, for example, if we decide to contribute 10,000 naira every month into your ABC account, in addition to your, to the mandatory portion,
mm-hmm.
in 5 years, right, you will have saved 600,000 naira.
Yeah.
So it's 120,000 naira every year. If you multiply 10 by 12, it will give you 120,000 naira every year.
Yes.
So in 5 years, you would have saved 600,000 naira. And the other aspect is the power of compounding interest.
Yeah.
So let's assume the interest rate is 10%. Yeah, 600,000 naira in 5 years would give you approximately 180,000 naira in terms of interest income.
Mm-hmm.
So the principal amount is 600,000. The interest is approximately 180,000 naira, which means that if you're saving 10,000 naira every month for 5 years, that 600,000 naira will move from 600,000 naira to 780,000 naira.
Mm-hmm.
So already you have 180,000 naira interest income in addition to tax savings over that 5 year period. So if you want to start ABC, it's simple, right? If you currently have full-time job, you are within that active RSA category, the only thing you need to do is to go to your HR or go to your finance department and then give them an instruction that once every month, debit my account by X amount of money. We can use 10,000 naira, for example. So every month, in addition to the mandatory portion of 10% from employer, 8% from employee,
mm-hmm.
I want to save additional 10,000 naira. So every month your employer will send that 10,000 naira to your PFA. Your PFA will invest that 10,000 naira similar to the way the mandatory portion is invested.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will also get a statement of account that will show clearly the mandatory portion and the ABC portion, the impact of growth,
mm-hmm.
right? And for every PFA, if you go to our website, you can log in, you know, with your unique profile. You can view your account anywhere 24/7. If you also download your PFA mobile app, you can log in and view your account 24/7, which would clearly show, you know, how much you've contributed over the years,
mm-hmm.
How much growth you've achieved over the years, the portion that is available for you to withdraw, when you can withdraw it, how you can withdraw it. So it's that simple. Seamless and transparent, really. Thank you.
Big question. Who needs a pension plan today? Only government workers? Or people that work in the corporate sector? Nah. Tolu the event planner. Chioma the Instagram we can deliver anywhere in Nigeria. Salisu. We are not just roadside mechanics. And indeed, all those who work for businesses with less than 3 people can now join the micro pension plan to conveniently save for the kind of future they want. Visit a pension fund administrator of your choice or their agent today to sign up for a micro pension plan and also enjoy additional benefits. This message is brought to you by the National Pension Commission, PENCOM, and the Pension Fund Operators Association of Nigeria, PENOP.
I love the example you gave about the 10,000. So imagine what people use 10,000 for, and you can just take that and just save it every month. You even forget about it, and in 5 years it's grown to hundreds of thousands, and you don't even know about it. Imagine if you did that for 30 years, you know. And what I encourage people is, if you started your job, you begin ABCs, as you get salary increases, as you get promoted, you increase the amount of ABCs. It's something that you don't even know. You're getting tax savings, but it grows awesome. I think it's absolutely. Really, really great.
Absolutely.
And I really encourage everyone to get ABC. And I really encourage everyone to Talk to your finance manager, talk to your HR manager, and get those additional voluntary contributions.
Yeah.
It's been awesome talking to you, Donald Onuora, Managing Director, Chief Executive of Fidelity Pensions. I've had a good time, and I've been converted and reconverted. I'm going to increase the amount of my ABC.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Donald.
Thanks.